A cannabis store owner on a Cape Breton First Nation is speaking out as the province announces higher fines for sellers and buyers in the illegal market. The government says all cannabis products must be purchased through the Nova Scotia Liquor Commission. A person selling cannabis in Nova Scotia can be fined $25,000, up from $5,000, and the fine is increasing to $50,000 from $15,000 for businesses. This cannabis store owner says the government should step aside because it provides easy access to people living on a First Nation community.
People who smoke cannabis use it for medicine, and they're usually the ones not on hard drugs. It keeps them happy and healthy.
She says easy access discourages people from consuming more dangerous products.
I think it's probably good for communities to have weed shops available because it's better than alcohol and cocaine and pills.
A public bills committee gathered last March where Thunderbird Swooping Down Woman, or Darlene Gilbert, said the province has no right to give instructions to Indigenous people on the laws governing cannabis sales.
Recognized in this house as Thunderbird Swooping Down Woman. It is on my treaty card. So, my colonization name is Darlene Gilbert. My treaty name and spirit name is Thunderbird Swooping Down Woman. If we stand in the way of corporations, it's $50,000 or 6 months in jail. If we stand in front of protecting our people, it's $50,000 or 6 months in jail. Well, now you have your new lineup for fines. So you make your money off of our, what you feel is illegal, which we feel is our treaties. So we have a dispute here. The chiefs have come. They put forth a letter. Your government has ignored that. What is that? Can I ask you as a grandmother, Mi'kmaq grandmother, what does that mean to people when you shut us down and you do not allow us at the table? What do you think we feel when you stand there with your indignant looks, feeling that you're superior to the Mi'kmaq, which is, this is the unceded land of the Mi'kmaq, let's remember that. We were here before you all. 13,000 years plus. Canon is only 150 years old. Okay? Now I'm here to tell you about this timeline. So now you've put an attack on our heads with the RCMP. And we're tired of everything that you're taking from us.
The minister responsible for Innu Affairs, Leah Martin, told reporters after a cabinet meeting earlier this month that they are working with Nova Scotia Mi'kmaq chiefs to ease tensions.
Last I spoke with the justice minister, he said you and him were involved in a meeting with the Indigenous leadership here, some chiefs, regarding cannabis talks. I'm just wondering when that was and how are those conversations going?
So it's a great question, and Minister Armstrong and I did meet with Mi'kmaq leadership on this topic. I believe it's 2 weeks ago now. Could be a couple extra days on that and some change, but I can get you a specific date if you needed it. And the conversation is ongoing. So it was I would describe it as a really positive and productive meeting. Really honest dialogue, open conversation, and we agreed to continue to meet. So it's not just a one and done kind of scenario or situation. Change takes time. And so essentially that's what we can expect. We'll continue to have these discussions and continue to meet.
Can you tell me which chiefs were there and what their main concerns were regarding the cannabis regulations that were brought forward?
Yeah, I really appreciate the question. At this moment, I won't share who was specifically in that meeting, but I will just say that, you know, we did want it to be a really safe space for honest and open dialogue and sharing. So, we both shared, our perspectives and what we can agree on and where, certain areas were that we may still disagree. And then, from there, had further conversations about sharing information. So just ensuring that, if community needs more information, if they have questions and require follow-up, that they know exactly where to access that information, whether it's through the Department of Justice or what have you, that we just really, worked on, I felt like building on those relationships, bridging gaps, and ensuring that we all have access to the best information.
When it comes to the cannabis regulations, are you hopeful that someone will come on board and sign an agreement with the NSLC and bring that on board? Is anyone showing that they're interested in going that route, or are they still suggesting it's a treaty right and they want to go it their own way?
Another really great question. And I would say that I am very optimistic that over time, as we continue to meet, have more discussions, answer questions, or share more information, that eventually community, you know, will feel prepared and ready and willing to look at and to buy into that NSLC model. I believe that the way that it currently works, where individuals are profiting off unregulated product, isn't sustainable. It's not a good system, in my opinion. And I would love to see the communities benefiting and the communities being able to share that that financial benefit with community for social programming to better community. And that's my optimism. I'm an eternal optimist in that way. And I do think that, you know, change does take time. And so certainly weren't expecting to, you know, flip of a switch and everything's good and everybody's happy. I think it will be an ongoing conversation for years to come. But I'm really optimistic about, you know, how that dialogue is going and ongoing.
In April, the RCMP executed search warrants at a Boldedyk First Nation shop, and the officers say they seized cannabis and arrested two people. Tension soared, resulting in police abandoning their vehicles before they were vandalized. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.